Good morning. This morning's scripture reading comes from James chapter 1, verses 13 through 18. It says, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created." Amen.
Into the book of James yet again this week for our summer of looking at the book of James. Before we go into this, did anyone accept that grace of the extended deadline to read through the book of James during this past week? Ah, very good. Okay, excellent. Glad to hear and glad to see. It's an easy book to read. It's short. It doesn't take very long, but there's so much in it for us. Last week we jumped in, and we jumped in right at the very beginning, talking about when we face trials, because James knew that as believers, really as humans, that we're going to deal with trials in our life. There's going to be things that pop up. It's just the nature of the world we live in. Today, as we continue on in chapter 1, we're going to go right into another area that is also common to all of us, and this is the issue that James lifts up. It's a universal stumbling block for believers all over the world and has been since the beginning of time, and that is the issue of temptation. Temptation is something that is going to be real and common and almost so normal for us that we almost become immune to recognizing what's going on. And yet James puts it right here at the front end of this chapter on purpose, because he knows that this is an area that we need a little bit of encouragement about. It was Oscar Wilde who said this: "I can resist anything but temptation." These smart people who try to be clever with the way they say things. Actually, I like it because it does remind us that it is common, all of us dealing with temptation. It's an experience that all of us, everywhere, are tempted. That's why you'll never see a headline that says, "Person tempted." Can you imagine a headline on the news? "Driver tempted to exceed the speed limit." Could you imagine? How about this? "Alcoholic tempted by alcohol." You know, these are all so duh, right? "Man tempted to gaze at a beautiful woman." It's how we're wired, okay? How about this headline? "Politician tempted to lie." You'll never see it. Why? Because it's just so common. We expect it. We expect that temptation is going to be part of the deal. And yet, but also, oftentimes the problem for us is that because we come to expect it, we come to expect that it will always beat us. And that's not the case. That's not the case that James lifts up for us. That's not the case which the Bible speaks to us about. It is not a hopeless struggle, though it is inevitable, and we may be surprised by it at times. We may even get worn down by it, giving into it at times. It is not inevitable and is not to be what our life as a believer should be defined by. You know, Jesus taught in that prayer to lead us not into temptation, but to ask God to deliver us from evil. And so that needs to be our constant guide, our constant goal. When we are tempted, and again, all of us will be tempted, the very first temptation, you guys know this, is in the very beginning of the Bible. It's a very interesting chapter 3, right? The very beginning where Eve is tempted in the garden. The lure was the fruit, okay? It looked good. And what sounded so good about that fruit was she would become like God. There would be something in her that would change, and that is desirable, because if she was like God, then she wouldn't really need God. That's the backside of it. Every temptation has the same purpose. Every temptation is to separate us in some way or form, separate us from God and from His ideal for us. And so, because every one of us face temptation, James starts off here and just begins to dive in. What does it mean for us to be tempted? How do we begin to respond to it? And how do we react in a way that will honor God and draw us closer to Him? Let me first put out there that, yeah, temptation comes in many shapes and sizes, right? It's all of us are different. What is tempting for one may not be tempting for another. But what our temptations are, we need to be aware, and we need to be aware of the devil's schemes and figure the way to begin to overcome them. So before I look into the scripture, let me say this, that temptation comes in all sorts of different ways, right? There's a temptation to fit in. There's a peer pressure temptation. Maybe that's yours. Maybe that's not. But sometimes people do things in order to not stand out because they want to fit in. And that's going to always be a temptation because in our minds, it sounds like that's a good idea, but it may be costing us something, just as Eve did. There's also going to be a temptation for some are going to struggle with this, of unhealthy comparison. Maybe you're one of those who tends to always get drawn in. Maybe you're on Facebook and you see that other person, that other friend who has that perfect house and makes your house feel less. Maybe has that perfect vacation. Maybe has that perfect husband, that perfect family. That's something that you don't have. And it always makes that sense of comparison always seems to leave us feeling discouraged, envious, distant, separated, even in our walk with God. Sometimes, you know, we live in this broken world, this sexualized culture. There are all kinds of enticements everywhere. And everywhere you look, it's all around. And for many, that becomes a difficult thing. For many also, there's a sense of independence. And I think this is especially tempting for a lot of us, and we're not even aware of it, that our desire, like Eve, to be independent from God, to be able to say, hey, if you do this, if you eat this, you will be like God. You won't need God if you are dependent not on God, but if you're independent in yourself. Whether you got your retirement set, whether you got a good job, whether you got everything going your way, whatever it is that we think that we can control this life we live in, we are often tempted to that lure of independence, that false sense of being independent from our heavenly Father, and that too becomes then a barrier for us as we seek to draw closer to Him. So we cannot eliminate the temptation, but we can work to minimize it and overcome it. We cannot eliminate it completely. Even as Martin Luther said, I love this quote here, you cannot keep birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from making a nest in your hair. Now understand, he was talking about temptation, okay? Because he wasn't really concerned about birds nesting in your hair. But he said, there's a reality. You can't stop the inevitable, but we can deal with that which was going to get in the way of our life. Okay, so let's take a look. This is what Paul had to say in 1 Corinthians 10. No temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to mankind. All of us, though we have specific ones that are ours, it's not something new, first time ever. All of us get tempted by very much this very similar things. But God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Hold on to that. But when you are tempted, notice He doesn't say if you are tempted. This is going to be common. It's all of us. But when you are tempted, He, God, will provide a way out so that you can endure it. Okay, so let's look at some ways of how we can begin to walk that out as we open up what Jennifer read for us today in James, looking at James Chapter 1, beginning at verse 13. Notice James does the same thing that Paul did. He doesn't use the word if. He says when. When you are tempted, speaking to all of us, when you are tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt anyone. Okay, so he is saying, don't be confused by this. This is pretty simple. You'll know who it is who is tempting you. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. And when after this desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin then, when it is in full grown, gives birth to death. Paul is describing us at a crossroads here. That there is going to be a path we take. We are all going to be tempted. The choice to make is not whether to be tempted or not, but whether we follow that temptation down the path. One path is going to lead us to death. The other path, obviously, then would lead us to life, that life of not following that temptation. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might have be the first fruits of all creation. This last part here is simply saying we need to understand there are these two paths. Again, the crossroads. That when we see what God has to offer us, it is life. What God has to offer us is good and perfect. What we often accept, what we often fall for that lure that we often just give ourselves to, is going to be taking us down the path which builds barriers into our walk with God. So how do we overcome this? I want to just jump into some steps to help combat temptation. If this is something, and again, all of us face temptation, if this is a serious struggle for you, take some notes here because we're going to walk through some of what this means. First, all of us need to realize that we are vulnerable, that we are vulnerable because we are human. And because we are human, we are going to have ways that the enemy can use to try to get at us. And again, the goal of every temptation is to somehow separate us from our Heavenly Father. Again, the trial, we talked about this last week, the trial is to help refine our faith, to draw us closer. The goal of the temptation is to take us away. Number two, we need to recognize the enemy's tactics, to understand that when we are tired, we'll be more vulnerable, to recognize that when we are in a place where our temptation is being flaunted, we're going to be more vulnerable, to recognize when we see how we can work and how the enemy wants to undertake us, we need to be aware. Number three, when it comes to temptation, we need to ask for God's help, okay? This is the key. In Psalm 50, verse 15, it says, "Call upon me in your day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." What a great promise that is. That as we're dealing with temptation, even if we're not neck deep in it, we can call on God and say, "God, help me this day. This is going to be my struggle. It's always my struggle, and help me as I go through." It's asking God to help us with it rather than focusing on it. It cannot be just our willpower. If it's our willpower alone, we will not overcome this. It is asking God and recognizing that He is going to be our answer. Every temptation is designed to be an impediment to our relationship with God. But the opposite is also true. Again, we're at a crossroads, right? So the opposite is true, that effectively dealing with the temptation is always going to draw us closer to God. This is part of the enemy's schemes. We need to be aware of the enemy's schemes. Part of his schemes are he wants to throw things in our way, but it backfires on him when we rest in God and God helps us through. Because then it actually begins to draw us closer. Temptations, in a weird way, can help us stay more dependent upon God. So if you feel like you're in this war with temptation and you're constantly being beaten down by it, take that, call upon God. Say, "I'm going to let this make me more dependent upon Him so that I can overcome." Number four is going to be refocus. And we're going to see that this is what Jesus did in Matthew 4. We'll go there. In the temptation of Jesus, we see that Jesus, when he was confronted, constantly refocused the question. Rather than dealing with whether he was hungry or not, or whether he could make stones into bread, what he did was he brought it back and refocused and turned his attention to the Word of God. And this becomes important for us too, to begin to use and refocus rather than dwelling on that which is tempting you. To focus your attention on that which tempts only gives that temptation more power. But to take and begin to reshape, that's what we see. That's why I think Jesus actually did this way as a pattern for us to follow, to overcome that which was tempting. And finally, number five is this, is you are to resist the devil. The resist the devil, you didn't see it in the passage we read here, but later in James, he comes back, and in chapter 4, he's going to say this exact thing. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Brothers and sisters, these are two really important promises. Because again, we get to the point where we think it's inevitable, so I'm just going to have to give in to it because what's the point? It's like the tide rolling in. I can't stop it. So I might as well let the tide roll in. No. James says that we have the power to overcome if we will follow this lead. We don't do it on our own. We can't make it happen on our own. We can only do it as we say, I need to submit myself then to God. I need to make that my priority. I need to make that the sort of my prayer. I need to take that time in His Word. I need to share maybe both my struggle as well as my overcoming with someone whom I can trust within the body of Christ, so that I can begin to overcome this challenge that I have. As we come near to God, the promise is that He draws even nearer to us. And this becomes then our hope and our stay. You know, in the song we sang earlier today, when temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. But there's a truth in that. When I cannot stand, I will fall on Him. This is the calling out to God. This is about making my life from the get-go of my day, not just waiting until I'm caught up in the midst of the temptation, but from the get-go of the day, to begin to move in such a way that I can do this. And then again, the idea that if we resist Him, He will flee from us, because there is power in the name of Jesus. And maybe that's where we need to spend more of our life and attention, is not only in the presence of God, but actively calling on the name of Jesus. Then in the midst of temptation, we call on the name of Jesus. In the midst of our day, even before we get rolling into temptation, we need to call on the name of Jesus. We need to say that this is where I'm going to find my roots and my foundation, so that I do not get swept up, that the tide doesn't roll in and wash me away. But I need to call here on the name of Jesus to help me through. Resist, did I say it? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Again, this doesn't happen because you're so cool. It happens because we call in the name of Jesus. Okay? So that's where we begin. That's where we need to stay. And that's where we're going to move into this week. So Father, we thank you that in the face of all that we must face, the trials that come in life, temptations that each of us as individuals struggle with, even our own habits and patterns of giving in to temptation, God, continue to give us just eyes and hearts that are filled with a sense of awareness that our life is made for the purpose of bringing you glory. And our life is made for the purpose of delivering to us that complete satisfaction in living for you. And all that comes as temptations to us is a counterfeit for us. So God, help us to rely on you, to call on the name of Jesus day to day, to be your people as we move into this life. God, we thank you for your goodness. Just continue to be our strength, our help, leading us not into temptation, but delivering us from evil. God, we pray that you would help deliver us from evil on this day. In Jesus' name, amen.